you have your Bible, stand with me in reverence to God's Word if you're able. I'm going to read out of the book of John, chapter number 12. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, he came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, I like this, which had been dead. He ain't dead no more. Amen. Whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. I'm just taking my time tonight, but ain't it going to be a happy day when we get to sit at the table with him? Boy, I tell you, we're going to, amen. God's going to gather the whole family around the table, amen. You talking about a supper, amen. Brother Long, he went to Liberty Baptist. He said every time you pass a BP station, he said, you remember that stands for banana pudding. And when I got there, I said, he was almost right. That stands for butterscotch pie. I'll take either one, won't you? Amen. Then took Mary, here's our text, a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she done it, kept this. For the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always. You can be seated. Pray with us, please. Father, I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that you would just help us in the service tonight, Lord. God, I know tonight that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. I pray tonight, Lord, you would give us clarity of speech and, Lord, give us ears to hear what the Holy Spirit would say to us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Before I forget it, I want to stop just a moment and say thank you to everyone that gave to the youth. Brother Chris and Sister Rhiannon were just overwhelmed with thanksgiving at everything that was done. Amen. To make sure that they have a great time this week. Go back now and mark with me in the book of Mark. The Bible said here in verse 3, and in Bethany, and being in Bethany, verse 14, or chapter 14, verse 3 rather, and being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do good to them. But me ye have not always. Look at verse 8. Here's our text. She hath done what she could. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to the anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. In the very onset of the message tonight, I just want to propose a question. The Bible said of Mary, she hath done what she could. Are we doing what we can? Did you know that we will never give an account for what we are not able to do? But we will stand before God and give an account for what we're able to do. God knows what we can do, and God knows what we can't do. And Jesus said, she hath done what she could. There's a man in our church that lost his life. I'm not going to go into the details. And many of you will probably put two and two together. But before he went to heaven, I said, dear brother, this pastor knows. And God knows. And your family knows. You've done everything you could. He didn't leave one stone unturned. He done everything that he could. And what a blessing it is to leave this world knowing you've done what you could. Amen. Now, Jesus said that of Mary. I want to challenge our hearts tonight, and hopefully we'll get some things across here tonight that'll be a blessing to us, and at the same time be a challenge to us. Did anybody notice anything different in the two readings, though it's the same account that we're seeing with Mary and Jesus and the alabaster box of ointment? Did anybody notice anything different? The Word of God said in verse number 3 of chapter number 14 of the book of Mark, the spikenard was very precious. She broke the box and poured it on his head. I'm telling you, I just saw this afternoon. Amen. Listen to me. How many remembers what I told you about your Bible? If it ever seems like something don't line up, you just always remember, it lines up. We're just not understanding it right yet. Let me show you what I mean. Go back over to chapter number 12. The Word of God said here, Mary took the pound of ointment in verse 3 of chapter 12 of John, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus. Well, I'm going to tell you, there's a long way between your head and your feet. I hope you get the blessing out of about what I'm going to read to you right now that I did. When God, I'm telling you, God the Holy Spirit brought this to my attention. Amen. When I read that, I said, Lord, what's going on here? And sure enough, turn back with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 133, please. See if you can get the picture. The Bible said in Psalm 133 and verse 1, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Notice verse 2. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, now watch, that went down to the skirts of his garment. Oh, my soul, that blessed my heart. Honey, it wasn't just a drop or two, Brother Larry. I mean, she poured something on him, buddy, that's going from head to toe. You know what we need God to do? Pour something on us, it'll go from head to toe. Amen. We need the Lord to help us and anoint us. In this message, she had done what she could. Let me just say, I think, seven things tonight quickly. Number one, she done what she could with what she had. She had this alabaster box of ointment. Beloved, you and I cannot do what we can with what we don't have. By the way, let me just stop here just a minute and kill the meeting. It always kills the meeting when you talk about tithing. But if a person won't tithe on a dollar, don't tell me if you won the lottery, you'd give a tenth of it. Say amen. There are people say, oh boy, if I won the lottery, I'd give a tenth of it to the church. If you wouldn't give 10 cents out of a dollar, amen, you wouldn't give a tithe on a million either. Amen. All I'm telling you is, beloved, she done what she could with what she had. God's not interested in what you don't have. God's interested in what you have. Amen. And listen. One day we're going to stand before God. Wouldn't it be a blessing for God to say, hey, she did what she could for the glory of God Almighty. She done what she could with what she had. What she had was precious. Now let's listen to me tonight. I mean to magnify this right here. What you and I have is even more precious than an alabaster box of ointment. Glory to God, we've got a Bible. Glory to God, we've got access to the throne room of God. Glory to God, we've got the Holy Ghost living on the inside of us. Glory to God, we've got a home in heaven that outshines the sun. And I'm telling you, beloved, God wants us to do what we can, while we can, with what we have, not with what we don't have. Amen. Beloved, it was costly. When the Bible talks about this here, let's see here, where was that? Why was this ointment not sold for 300 pence? Now, I studied this. I don't know things like this without studying, but that's a year's wages. Amen. Somebody home? A year's wages. Pour out a year's wages on the Lord Jesus Christ. Honey, he was worthy, wasn't he? Amen. And you know what? The smell went through the whole house. Amen. This is the things that they would anoint a body with after the body had died and going to be buried. And as a matter of fact, Mary is understanding something that the disciples don't understand. That, hey, Jesus is fixing to die in less than a week. He's going to Calvary. Amen. And she anointed his body against the day of his burying. She did what she could with what she had. Secondly, she did what she could where she was. I've had people say, well, if I could just serve the Lord here, or I could just serve the Lord there. Let me tell you what I believe. It was an old preacher. And Brother Jack knew this preacher. He was from Bristol. Brother Howard Robinson. He told me this years ago. He said, son, bloom where you're planted. He said, wherever God planted you, bloom right there. Don't be looking for somewhere else to go. Amen. Just bloom where God put you. Amen. And I'm telling you, here's this woman. She's not looking to be over here, looking to be over there. If you didn't have the scriptures to compare, you wouldn't know. She's at the house of Simon the leper. Amen. And they're celebrating. They're having a time because my brother was dead, but now, thank God, he's alive. Amen. You can only imagine, beloved, listen, we get together in some funeral services and have a good time knowing that our loved one's in glory. But could you imagine if they set up in the casket? Hallelujah. You're talking about a time. Say amen. Lazarus, come forth. And here he comes. She did what she could right where she was. Where was she, preacher? She was close to Jesus. She anointed the feet of Jesus, took her hair. I didn't know this until I studied, but a Jewish lady never unbound her hair in public. But she unbound the hair, and I'm just imagining, listen, in those days a woman didn't cut her hair at all. I'm imagining Brother Preston, her hair was, and honey, she's down there on the floor. And she's anointed his head. It's run all the way down through his beard, all the way down his skirt, all the way down to his feet. And she's down there wiping his feet with her hair and that oil. She's doing what she can. She's doing it with what she has. And she's doing it where she is. Amen. That's what this woman's doing. She's close to Jesus at his feet. I read this and I thought it was good. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 39, Mary sat at Jesus' feet, and there she learned. You remember that. Martha, Martha, thou art cumbered about with much serving. But Mary had chosen the good part. She sat at his feet and heard his word. So in Luke chapter 10, verse 39, she's sitting at Jesus' feet learning. In John chapter 11 and verse 32, she fell at Jesus' feet and surrendered. And here in John chapter 12 and verse number 3, she anointed the feet of Jesus and honored him. Did you know those of us that are saved by the grace of God, we ought to sit at his feet and learn? Say amen. We ought to fall at his feet and surrender. Then we ought to get up from his feet and honor him with our life. Amen. Honor him. The third thing I'll give you tonight, she hath done what she could. She did what she could with future events in mind. I'm going to tell you, some of the saddest people you'll ever meet in this life are the people that are only living for this moment. They have no forward vision whatsoever. Honey, let me tell you something. It's already been brought up in this meeting tonight. You and I are going to stand before God. She's doing what she can. She's looking to the day of His burying. She's doing what she can now with future events in mind. There's some future events for you and I, beloved. There's going to come a day when we're going to breathe our last breath. Amen. Wouldn't it be good if somebody walked by and say, Daddy honored God? Wouldn't it be good if somebody went by the casket and said, Papa honored God? Wouldn't it be good, beloved, to hear Jesus say, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been good, faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. This is a crazy illustration, but that's just your pastor. I'm crazy. Amen? You go order a steak, you know what you do? Not me, but that's what some people do. How would you like your steak cooked? Rare. My goodness, just bite a cow out there in the field. That's the way you want it, amen? How you want your steak cooked? Medium rare. How you want your steak cooked? Medium. How do you want your steak cooked? Medium well. This is where all this thought come from. How you want your steak cooked? That's what I used to say till I learned better. Well done. You could apply those to the Christian life. Some Christians are rare. Rarely do what God wants them to do. Am I right or am I wrong? Listen. Some are medium rare. Some are medium well. But some are going to hear Jesus say, Well done. One day after a while, thou good and thou faithful servant. I believe that with all of my heart. I don't know that I'll hear it, but I know I want to. I know He's worthy of it. Amen. I know, beloved, listen, I don't want to serve God half-heartedly. I don't want to come to this pulpit or stand before somebody on visitation Tuesday night half-heartedly. I want to be able to tell them, hey, I serve a God that loves you. He died for you on an old rugged cross. And say it with enthusiasm, excitement, and conviction that the answer to their life is Jesus. That's what every person needs. She did it with future events in mind. And then I want to give you this. She did it with the right motive. She done what she could. She did it with the right motive. I believe if ever there was a woman that loved Jesus the way He ought to be loved, you're looking at her right there, down there with that feet, that hair at His feet, wiping His feet with that anointing oil. I'm telling you, I believe the fragrance was strong. I'll tell you this, beloved. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you ever get in that prayer closet just right, the fragrance will be strong. It'll be so sweet. Amen. You won't want to leave. Sometimes we can get in a meeting. Oh, God, give us some more meetings like that where it gets foggy in the house of God and gets so sweet. Amen. You wouldn't want to leave His presence. God's still God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He ain't changed. She did it with the right motive. There sits her brother at the table. And I'm telling you, she remembers just a little while ago saying, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother had not died. She remembers saying that. And now she's probably a little bit ashamed. Oh, God, why didn't I just believe you to start with? Amen. The Lord will make us ashamed of ourselves sometimes. Amen. Why didn't we just believe Him to start with? She had done what she could. She did it with what she had. She did it where she was. She did it with future events in mind. She did it with the right motive. Number five, she did it even though it caused some to murmur. Judas didn't like it, Brother Gary. I'm going to tell you something. You get on fire for God, and I promise you, somebody won't like it. You get to doing what you can for the Lord, and I promise you, somebody won't like it. I guarantee you, Brother Don's experienced this in the ministry. As long as your church is just ho-hum, just kind of mediocre, ain't nobody going to say much about it. But I'm going to tell you what, you let it take off for the glory of God. Say amen. I'm not talking about compromising. I'm talking about God saving souls and God doing a work in the midst. And beloved, there'll be some that'll raise up with an old jealousy about them. Say amen. They'll say, he must be trimming the gospel over there at that church because the church is growing. I'm telling you, beloved, God said, go into the highways and the byways and compel them to come in that my house might be filled. That's not just a desire of the pastor. That ought to be a desire of every child of God. It's a desire of our Savior. Amen. It'll cause others to murmur. Old Judas, the Bible said here, this he said, why was this ointment not sold for 300 pence given to the poor? This he said, not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and he had the bag. I'll just say this to you tonight. Up until this time, Judas has not been found out. But according to that scripture right there, Jesus had already found him out. He already knew he was a thief. He already, by the way, read your Bible, he already knew who would betray him. He already knew, amen. Because God knows who is, and God knows who ain't. God knows who's real, and God knows who's not. This woman is real. Judas is not. Number six. It'll cause some to murmur. Number six, Jesus said it was a good work. I want you to notice, if you will, over here in Mark chapter 14 and verse number 6 again. Look at Mark chapter 14, verse number 6. The Bible said, Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. Let me say something to you. I think I said this to you, Brother Dale, before Bible school. I said we get to be a little part of the greatest work on earth. The greatest work on earth is God's work. Amen? It's not just a good work. It's God's work. And God lets us. Some people say, well, I have to. No, you get to when you look at it right. You don't have to do anything, but you get to. It's a privilege to serve the Lord. Amen? And here, Jesus said, it was a good work. If you'll notice, beloved, Mary, in chapter 14 and verse number 9 of the book of Mark, the Bible said, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. If you'll notice in this verse right here, the promise is mentioned, but her name is not. When you go over to the book of John, her name is mentioned, but the promise is not. That's why it's important to Mary's stories up in the Bible. Say amen if you want to get the whole picture. You say, well, Pastor, somebody's not telling the truth. No, 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 no. Mark's standing on that corner. John's standing on that corner. Matthew's standing on that corner. And beloved, they're giving an account of the same thing, but different things are popping out. And beloved, to get the full account, you got to read all the text. They call it the harmony of the Gospels. Unless you're a liberal, they're trying to find disharmony in the Gospels. But beloved, there is no disharmony in the Gospels. There's no disharmony in the Scripture. 66 books, and you'll not find it disagreeing anywhere. Praise God and the Lamb forever. Jesus said, it was a good work. And then I'll give you this. Jesus said, it will never be forgotten. Wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Over 2,000 years ago, this took place. And I promise you, I'm not the only man of God today that's taking a text right here in the same place and talking about this woman called Mary. Mary and Martha and Lazarus, how the Lord loved them, how they loved the Lord. And then in chapter 12, the Bible said here, let her alone against the day of my burying hath she done this. For the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always. Mary understood that. And I'm telling you, God thought enough about her to put her name in a Bible. Amen. I'm just glad, listen to me, it really doesn't matter to me whether my name's ever on a billboard or ever in one of God's books. with the exception, the Lamb's book. Glory to God, I'm glad my name is in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. That ought to cause me to want to fall at His feet. Sit at His feet and learn. Fall at His feet and surrender. And beloved, anoint His feet and honor Him. Amen. That honors me every day with His presence in my life. There's an order there. We must sit at His feet and learn before we fall at His feet and surrender, before we'll anoint His feet and honor Him with our lives. She hath done what she could. The question that comes to you and I, have we done what we could? I don't know about you. It's been years ago, one of our men, one of the godliest men I've ever met in my life, he said to me, Pastor, I'm not looking forward to the judgment seat. I believe it proves something that I've said for years. Those that are walking closest to God don't know it. Because the closer you get to Him, the more you know is wrong in your own life. Amen. Isaiah done a pretty good job for five chapters. Woe unto them! Woe unto them! Woe unto them! Chapter 6, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord high and lifted up. It was no more woe unto them. Now it's woe is me. I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. She hath done what she could. Are you doing what you can? Let me encourage you, beloved. Make sure you are. There's a day coming that's going to be, it's going to reveal it. Say amen. Do what you can while you can. We've got people right now, that would give anything if they could get up and get in a vehicle and make their way to the house of God. And yet you'll have people, beloved, that just take it for granted. Just come whenever they want to and go whenever they want to. Stay away as long as they want to. But I'm telling you, beloved, we need to do what we can while we can. Let's pray. Father, thank You tonight for the Word of God. Thank You for Mary. Lord, I can almost smell the ointment. How did it fill that house? Lord, I pray that, Lord, You would help us, Lord, to just serve You with gladness. Lord, help us to hear You say one day after a while, well done. Lord, I don't want to be one that just rarely serves You or mediocrely serves You. Lord, I want to be one that serves You with all of my heart. Would You help us? God, would You help us to sit at Your feet and learn? Lord, I'm glad I'm still learning. And Lord, I forever will be as long as I'm in this world. Thank You, Lord, for Your Word. Thank You for Your people. Challenge our hearts tonight. Help us to determine, Lord. Our country's on the line. Our children's futures are on the line. Help us to do what we can while we can. And Lord, honor us with Your presence and Your power, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We'll see you Wednesday night, God willing.